It's time for our Wednesday money conversation with President and CEO of Metairie Bank, Ron Samford. Ron, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Nice to be here.
So, Ron, let's talk for a moment about this 911 dispatcher in Jefferson Parish. So, Charles Schwab and Company mistakenly puts $1.2 million in her bank account, and she starts spending it immediately. Now, why did she think she was going to get away with this?
I don't have any idea why she would think $1 million appears in her account and it belongs to her and she should spend it.
You know, if somebody like, you know, if it was 500 or something like that, you know, it might be a mistake that you think nobody would notice, but not 1.2 million.
No, it's difficult to think that she had any idea that she was supposed to receive that money and that was entitled to it. So,
yeah, I mean, I think it's a real,
it's a case of
entitlement. So as a bank president, does that often happen where money is deposited in somebody's account and do they usually report the money or do they try to spend it?
Well, errors are a normal part of the business in general. And so, yeah, there are errors where maybe you deposit a check for $100 and we inaccurately record it as $1,000, that kind of a thing, a transposition error. Mm-hmm. Those happen periodically. But you should always have your account set and have alerts that lets you know anytime, whatever significant to you, if it's $100, mm-hmm. $500, withdrawal or deposit is coming in. And if it's something that you didn't expect, then you should, research it, call your bank, ask about the source of it. And if it's unknown, then set it aside and don't spend it until there's some resolution.
You're a banker, so this is going to be easier for you. Kind of give me a round figure of what is about 75% of $1.2 million? What does that come to?
Well, let's see. Half is $600,000, so it's about $900,000.
So this person apparently, according to one report, has paid back $900,000. So that leaves another $300,000, right?
Right.
$300,000, right. $600.
Uh-huh.
Wonder where that went. But I guess the point that we're making here is if money is accidentally deposited in your account, you have no legal right to that money, even though it was somebody else's mistake.
That's right.
Okay.
That's correct. And your deposit agreements will all say that, as they did here. Schwab's agreement said that if they transferred an incorrect amount, they were entitled to recover it. So. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about, and we talked about this earlier this week, let's talk about the impact on the economy that the ending of the $300 in extra federal income, unemployment income coming from the federal government every week, the extra $300, if that goes away July 31st, what impact is that going to have on the economy?
Well, I think it's going to have a positive locally. I mean, if you look at nationally, we have 4 million people on unemployment presently. 400,000 new unemployment claims just last week, which was a low, by the way, since the recovery began. But 4 million in total. And yet there are over 9 million jobs available. So why do we have such a huge number of people on unemployment if there are double that number of jobs available? And it's, I think, because in many cases they've gotten comfortable with not working rather than working and being compensated for it. It's almost like we've stimulated unemployment,
yeah,
as opposed to employment. And I think we cut that out and those people get back into the workforce, and everybody hears about the supply chain issues we have, the labor shortages that we have.
I would hope that collectively everybody comes back. Well, not everybody's going to, but collectively I hope people go back to work with a positive attitude and not a disgruntled attitude like, well, God, now I got to work. I mean, I have to work, which is, I think, one of the problems with, you know, making it too easy, making it too profitable for people to not work.
I think there's a risk that we did that, and through the COVID recovery. You remember initially the federal benefit was $600. And then in the second round, they cut it from $600 to $300 a week. And Louisiana's maximum benefit's $247, and that's one of the lowest in the country. But it's all on top of the state unemployment benefits, so that's a significant amount of money. And I hope growing up, my dad always told me that success was 95% just showing up with a good attitude. And as you note, I hope these folks will come back to work with a good attitude. That's one of the few things you can control, and it makes a big difference. So we'll see.
Now, as far as the banking business is concerned, have you found enough employees? Are you having a staffing shortage at all? Is the banking industry suffering as well?
It is. And our customers are in the same mode for the most part. Yes, we have four positions that we have been interviewing for. And as you see, and it's true, it's hard to find people to come interview in some instances. And we offer a substantial incentive to our employees for referrals. And even that it doesn't seem to be doing the trick right now. So I think there are definitely shortages out there.
And you would hope that people would just understand that you shouldn't get something for nothing. And that's a bad precedent to set. And it's one of the problems that I think we have with our welfare system in general, is that it is more profitable for people to stay home and do the wrong thing than it is for them to actually work. And I don't know how that's going to change, because that would just take a total overhaul of the system. And I don't know what that's going to take.
Yeah, it'd be very difficult. The entitlements are very difficult, yeah, as you and I both know, to change once you put them in place. And this is, I think, made the situation worse, as you're referring to. So we'll have to see how we can overcome that.
All right, Ron, well, it's positive news from you. That, I mean, the bad news is for some people, they're going to lose the $300 from the federal government. The good news is the economy might be doing a lot better, and we hope that that's the case.
There are jobs out there. Go get one.
Ron Sanford, President, CEO of Metairie Bank, thank you for our weekly Money Talk. Have a good afternoon.
You too, Scoot.
All right.